This is What's New and What's Next from the team behind Civic at the San Francisco Public Press. First, what's new this week in the city? Almost 500 units of housing will not be breaking ground anytime soon on the site of a parking lot in SoMa after a Board of Supervisors vote last Tuesday. This was a proposed development that had already gone through most of the permitting process to be built, but then faced an appeal. And that appeal against the project's environmental impact report went to the Board of Supervisors, who then 8-1 upheld it. That means city staff and the developer now need to redo that impact study, which could take years. The project, 469 Stevenson, would have included 73 below market rate units. Opponents worried about a majority market rate building spurring gentrification in the neighborhood. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that the state has taken notice of this decision. The California Department of Housing and Community Development is now investigating whether the board violated a state law. It could be one or the other of the Housing Accountability Act, which limits the ability of cities to reject housing that complies with local zoning, or the California Environmental Quality Act, which you might hear referred to as CEQA, which studies how developments impact things like wind, shadow, traffic, and air quality. And that's the same law, by the way, that required this environmental impact report in the first place. If the city did break a law, it'll get a warning letter from the state. And if after that it still doesn't approve the development, it might face a lawsuit from the state attorney general. Full story at sfchronicle.com. We've been following the situation at Buena Vista Horace Mann School in the Mission, where students and teachers reported problems with rats, crumbling floors and ceilings, electrical issues, and even a gas leak. Last week, the school board took action. Mission Local and the San Francisco Examiner reported that they voted to reallocate $40 million from money brought in by a 2016 bond measure. That money had been slated to be divvied up between various different projects. The district was originally proposing spending $15 million of it on Buena Vista. A school board member countered that it should really be $50 million, given everything going on at the school. But in discussions, the board ultimately decided $40 million was probably the maximum needed. And on Tuesday, they made that official. San Francisco Muni Service will be almost entirely restored by February, following the agency's decision to embrace what they call a hybrid alternative that will restore 5 of 7 transit lines operating before the pandemic. More than 4,500 San Franciscans filled out forms and commented on 3 different options that Muni was laying out. One that would have maintained the current reduced service with more buses running on each line, another which would have restored all routes with fewer buses per line, and the hybrid option. The SFMTA said the new plan will offer the best balance of services, given the agency's staff shortages and financial constraints. You can get the details on their blog, sfmta.com/blog. And another vacant lot that will remain so for now, a site across the street from Golden Gate Park in the Haight. The city's homelessness department abandoned plans to turn that space into a temporary drop-in service center. It was supposed to have toilets and hand-washing stations and staff who could give referrals to food and housing resources for young people who are homeless in the neighborhood. Supervisor Dean Preston had set aside more than $200,000 to run the site for 2 years, but 2 weeks before the center was supposed to open, he learned it wasn't happening. The department said that money just wasn't enough to cover the cost of running the center. It would have cost more like $370,000 a year, and that the department needs to focus on other priorities. SFChronicle.com has that story. The city's charter and laws don't lay out responsibilities and accountability for the city administrator's office very clearly, and that position is sometimes called the most powerful non-elected person in the city. This is from a new report from the Budget and Legislative Analyst's office requested by a supervisor. The report notes that the Office of the City Administrator oversees 26 departments, divisions, and programs whose budgets add up to more than $900 million. Carmen Chu, the current city administrator, has already started a major reorganization, but the report recommends consolidating more departments and divisions with similar responsibilities. If you'd like to read the report, it's at sfbos.org/budget-legislative-analyst. That's what's new. Here's what's coming up next on the city's calendar. The opioid crisis is going to be on the Board of Supervisors' agenda on Tuesday. Remember that last year, more people died of opioid overdoses in San Francisco than COVID. The supervisors are scheduled to have a hearing on a partial settlement of a lawsuit filed on behalf of the city against three major distributors of prescription opioids. The city could receive abatement funds from one suit in the range of $27 to $50 million, to be paid over 18 years, and from another ranging from $6 to $11 million over 9 years. This hearing is a special item scheduled for 3 p.m., but as is often the case with these agendas, there are two special orders at 3 p.m., so it might not actually start then. As always, you can watch on SFGov TV, where they'll have participation instructions should you wish to comment. The Health Commission has a meeting slated for 4 p.m. on Tuesday. They'll be doing some commendations and getting some updates, including one on vaccination from the health director, as well as, and this honestly I just found interesting, they'll be voting on a resolution to ask the Board of Supervisors to give approval for the department to accept and expend a gift. What gift? Well, apparently one Sergey Brin donated about $10,000 worth of face shields to the city. That's item 8. The Planning Commission meets on Thursdays, and since we just talked about the controversy caused by the Board of Supervisors nixing a project that proposed the demolition of parking to build housing, I want to flag a few items on this commission's agenda that are similar. 425 Broadway Street is looking for authorization to demolish a parking structure and build 41 units of housing, and developers at 1320 Washington Street are also seeking authorization for the same, but to replace the parking garage with 25 housing units. These are items 11 and 13A and B. Washington Street has two parts. The meeting starts at 1 on Thursday, and it'll be on SFGov TV, where you can find instructions about how to participate. This has been What's New and What's Next. Our music is from the Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Laura Wenis. Thanks for listening.